Okay. We're on today's Daf Ches. We're on the bottom of Daf Tes. Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Bottom line. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Ein Bodkin. We don't do Bedikas Chametz. Lola or Hachama. Not with sunlight. Vlola or Halavana. Not with moonlight. Vlola or Havuka. Not with a torch. El or Haner. Rather, we use a small, little, nice candle. Why? Or Haner Yafa Libedika. A candle, that's the best thing to use for Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara will give four reasons why it's the best thing. V'afalp, even though she'ain raya l'davar, there's no raya for that. That doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. The whole Bedikas Chametz is not even written in the Torah. But nevertheless, zeicher l'davar, there is a zeicher, there is some kind of smach, she'nemar, because it says, shivas yamim se'or lo yimatze bivotechem, for 7 days don't find Chametz, which is mashma, that it's something that you would look for. Va'omer, and it also says, v'yachpeis begadol hachel, right, that they searched for the cup in the, they started by the Bechor, by the oldest one, and they found it in the youngest one. That pasuk has searching and finding. Va'omer, and it says, bo'esahi in Sephania, achpeis es Yerushalayim b'neiros. Hashem says, I will search out Yerushalayim with candles. You see, searching in candles. Omer, and it says, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Chofeis Kol Chad Ribaten. That Hashem searches out the, all our inner thoughts.
Did we have this yesterday?
Yeah, we did the exact same thing yesterday. He's just saying, it's another bright, that's the same idea, and we said the Chabina Rav, why those two psukim, what the connection is between Binyamin, the Chameit, and our souls. So the Marsha asked, that also answers another question. Why didn't we bring the pasuk from, it would have been better to quote the pasuk from Rachel, when it says over there that they were searching for the Trufim, and they didn't find it. That's better, because our thing says, lo yimatze, don't find Chameit, don't have it found in your house. It's a much better pasuk. So yeah, it's better in that sense, but it's not better in terms of, well, in terms of that vart about, because like we said yesterday, the cup, they knew where it was. The trough, they didn't know where it was. Those people, Lavan's looking, he didn't know where it was, he's looking for it, couldn't find it. So we didn't want to use that pasuk. We specifically pick a pasuk where they did know in advance where what they were looking for, where it was. Just like Chametz, and just like Aron HaShamos. So now the Gemara says, Hi or Hachama. So this sunlight that you said, you shouldn't use sunlight. Hey Chidami, what's the case? If we're talking about in a chotzer, he's searching out in. One second. If we're talking about a chotzer, ha'amar Rava, Rava said, chotzer ain't a tzricha bedika. A chotzer does not need bedika. Why not? Because there's birds always. Any food that you have left over will be eaten by the birds, so you don't have to worry. Ella, what are we talking about? Bach Sadra. We're talking about some kind of porch, like a patio, a porch, where there's a roof but there are no walls. That's what we're talking about. That's what Ach Sadra means. But that's what you're talking about in Ach Sadra. Ha'amar Rava. Rava said, Ach Sadra or Nivdekes. You can use the sun to search out for the Ach Sadra. You can, in the outside. Second Rashi says, La'or shalot nivdekes. V'ein tzaruch lahavi la'or haner balayla. You don't have to bring a candle at night. El abod kebayom. You can do it in the day. You have the sun shining. Which day? It's a machlokas. Does Rashi mean the 13th or the 14th? Some say Rashi means the 13th. So in the outdoors, you can do it already in the morning. It's the 13th. The 14th, certainly not. Right, you want to get a head start in other areas that you're not going to need a candle for, like the Asadra, that you could do the 13th. Right? That's okay. Now, the issue of what Rava said about the birds, so all the Rishonim and Achronim point out, that's only if you have a Suffolk. I don't know, the Chametz, I don't know, maybe. Then you can rely on the birds. But if you have Chametz Vaday out there, if you had barbecues the whole summer, right, so if by the time the Pesach comes around, the whole winter's passed, you don't really use the backyard in the winter, right, then you could say, okay, it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, then you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. But if you have Vada Chametz out there, then this heter of Rava, of the birds, doesn't apply. And then you have to actually go do a bedika. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, what, in what case can you not use the sun? Where can't you use the sun? La aruba de becheder, when you have a skylight. Then you can't use the sun. Right, we start off by saying you can't use the sun. So it's not a chatzar, it's not an achsadra. So when is it? So it's a first skylight. The ubdehecha. What's the case? Eid lebahadi aruba, if you're right under the skylight, you're directly underneath it. It's a haidu achsadra. That's the same thing as an achsadra. Everyone said you can use the sun. What's the hechi timsi where you're going to need, where you're going to have sunlight? Because if you do b'dikas chametz at night, so maybe you forgot to do a chametz at night. We're going to have it later on. So if you forgot, now you do it in the day. We forgot. So there could be cases where you're going to need the sun. It's unusual. It's unusual because you do b'dikas chametz at night. There's no sun shining. But in a case where it is, ella l'tzadin, rather on the sides, the corners of the room where the sun's not really shining there. Right? The sun's shining directly through the skylight. So you have all the nooks and crannies of the room where sunlight not necessarily reaches. That's not a good idea to use the sunlight. And we're going to say why the nair is best, because you can get into all the corners, the best with a candle, and you can't do that with the sun. Vavukalo, but not a torch. Don't use a big fat torch. Why not? Vama Rava, my dichsiv, it says in the pasuk in Habakkuk, v'noga ka'or, and the glow will be like light. Tiyah, it'll be karnayim miyadolo. The rays of the light are in his hand. Visham chevyon uzo, and then the strength, the hidden strength, will be revealed. Right. So lama tzadikim domin b'pnei shechina. What are tzadikim compared to by the shechina? Now the shechina is considered this unbelievable light. What are tzadikim? They're kiner nehavuka. They're like a candle in front of a big torch. Meaning, as great as tzaddikim are, they're tiny little sparks compared to Hashem. But what do you see? You see that a big torch is an unbelievable thing. So why don't you use a torch? And Amar Rav, Rav said avuka lahadlaka mitzvah ben abuchor. For havdalah, avuka is the best thing to use. Right, that's the best thing for havdalah. We always use more than what? Why? So there's a few reasons. Two reasons. We had some brachas. Remember, one reason is because we say borim ma'orei ha'ish. We can say plural, so we want to use more than one wick. And also, the boi ma'ore goes in the different colors of the fire. Right? It's all these different yellow and blue and gold. And so when you use more wicks, that is better, you get a better result that way. So that's what I have to tell you. What's that doing here? That's a good question. What's that doing here? Just to support the fact that a torch is a good thing to do. Summer of Nachem B'Yitzchak. No, you know why you use a candle? Because a candle you can better take into nooks and crannies. But a torch you can't. It won't fit. I have another answer. A candle, this is what I saw. A candle, when you're holding the candle in front of you, the light is not so bright that it won't block out what you want to look at. When you have a big torch in front of you, the light is so bright you can't see ahead of the torch. It'll light up the back of you, but it won't light up in front of you because the fire is so bright. You see that sometimes. You have a flashlight, it's so bright, sometimes right in front of you, you can't see anything. That's why you don't want to use a torch. Rav Papa says, no, high boys, v'high low boys. By a candle, you're not afraid that you're going to burn your house down. So you'll do a good bedika. You'll do a thorough bedika. But a torch, you're so nervous. Such a big thing, it's going to... Cat, you won't do such a very good bedika. You won't be very thorough. It'll be very cursory because you're very nervous. You're gonna start a fire in the house. And Ravina Amar, Hai Mashach Nahura, similar to what Rav Papa said, a candle has a very nice, it catches very nicely to the wick. But if a high Mikdath Aktufe, the torch, it flutters, it moves around. It's very very it sparks. So again, we don't want to use that for bedika chametz. So therefore, we use a candle. And I think the minhag in Klal Yisrael is we always use a candle. Okay. Now, the Mishnah said, "Kol makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz ein tzarech bedika." Any place, all places that you don't bring in chametz, you don't have to do bedikas chametz. So, kol makom. What do you mean, kol makom? I say makom. What's kol makom? Latsuye mai. What does that come to? What does that come to include? What places don't generally have any chametz? So lasuye comes to include hatatara rabbanon. Chore beis elyon v'hatachtonim. If you have a wall, and you have in the top of the wall you have holes, and in the bottom of the wall you have holes, and in the olden days they used to store things in those holes. So since they're very inaccessible, these holes, they're very inaccessible, because they're way up on top, way down below, those places don't need bedikas chametz. Or v'gag hayitziya, a roof of some kind of part of your house, however, maybe a small little shed that has a roof. Normally, roofs would be places where they would store things. However, Rashi points out this roof was slanted, so you couldn't store anything there. So you don't have to check there, because there's nothing stored there. The gag hamigdal, or the roof of a closet, but the closet is very high. So nobody stores things so high, so you don't have to check that. For reference, buckle, you don't have to check a barn. Why? Because any chametz in there, the animals will eat. The lulin, or you don't have to check a chicken coop. Any chametz in there, it gets eaten. Right? Umatvein, your storage room for the straw. Nobody brings chametz in there. V'otros yayin, v'otros shemen, ein srichin bedika. The storehouses of oil or the storehouses of wine do not need vedika. Roshir Ben Gamliel Omer, Roshir Ben Gamliel says, also, mita hacholekes b'soch habayis. If you have a bed, and you put the bed, and the bed separates one room from the other room, and in one room you do, that's the dining room, that's the living room, and the bed's in the middle, and it acts as a partition, and umafsekes, tzricha bedika. You have to do bedika underneath the bed. Rashi says, why? It's because the bed's very tall, and you can put storage under there. So then you have to check. But wait a minute. Verminhu. But we have a stira, because it says, Chur shebein adam lechavero. If they have a party wall between two houses, and it's a very thick wall, Rashi says, so zeh bodik ad makam shir adam agas. One guy has to check as deep as his hand can reach. Deeper than that, he doesn't have to. Yeah, how can he? Vezeh bodik ad makam shir adam agas. And the other guy has to check as deep as his hand can reach. Vashar, in any area that they didn't get to, mevat lo belibo, you just do bittel. You can't do bittel. What could you do? You did the best you could. So that's a problem, because we just said a minute ago that holes, you don't have to check. And I hear you see a hole, you do have to check. Right, that's going to be the stira. That's the Gemara's answer. Roshir Ben Gamliel Omer, Roshir Ben Gamliel says, mita cholak espesoch habayis, if you have a bed that separates two rooms, ve'etzim va'avonim sedurim tachteha, and there are stones and sticks and other kinds of storage underneath, umafsekes, and it separates the two rooms. You don't have to do bedika. And we said by a bed you do. So kasha, mita, amita, kasha, chorin, achorin. It's a kasha from bed to bed. Kasha, holes to holes. Right? How come one bite so you don't have to, one bite so you do? So the Gemara says, chorin, achorin, lo kasha. That's not a problem with the holes. Ha, b'iloi, b'tatoi. The case where you don't have to check is when they're up high and up down below. They're not accessible. They're not used. So therefore they're up makom, she'emach, lisa, mochamet. Ha, b'mitzioi. And this is talking about a normal middle level, right? Body level. So of course you're going to use it. And mita mita lo kasha. The beds are also not a kasha. Ha de medalia. One's talking about a case where there's a lot of space in between. Ha de mitatoi. And there's no space. Even though you're putting sticks in, but there's no other space. There's nothing to put. You can't put any, there's no room. The legs of the bed are very short. So there's nothing to put there. Nothing to put there, so it's a makom that you don't bring chametz. You don't have to check. In the other case that said you do have to check, that's because it was a very tall bed. You had a lot of space to put stuff there. Now, v'otzos yayin ein sarach bedika. For Tanya, we have another brayso that says, otzos yayin sarach bedika. Right? Otzos of wine do. Otzos shemen ein sarach bedika. And I'm sorry. Right, but the oil, everybody agrees you don't have to. So one brayso says, that by wine, a storage house, a cellar of wine, you do have to check, and one says you don't. So the Gemara says, "Hachel ma'askina b'mistapek." Here we're talking about where you supply yourself with wine. So if you supply yourself with wine, and it's the middle of a meal, and you run out of wine, you supply yourself. So you're going to tell the attendant, "We'll bring some more wine." And it's during the meal, so he'll probably have a cookie or something in his hand. He'll go down to the wine cellar, and he'll leave the chametz. He'll forget. He'll leave the chametz there. So if you supply yourself with wine, then it's a place of machnis and bochametz. Could very well be. But in the other case, where we said wine, a storehouse of wine is not a problem, it never comes up. You don't supply yourself, so it's not an issue. Nobody goes, as a general rule, nobody goes into the wine cellar with chametz. So it's not a malkum shemachnis and bochametz. But if you supply yourself, then you do have to, because it could very well be that you'll bring it during the meal. But so, ihachi shemen namis, how come not oil? So the Gemara says, Shemen yesh kevel achila. Oil has a set amount per meal. Nobody says, I ran out of oil during the meal in those days. But yayin ain't kevel ashtia. But wine, there's no limit. Everybody could relate to that. Rashi says, it's the Rashi of yesh kevel achila. It's like four lines before the lines get wide. You do hukama shemen tzarech lakach. Everybody knows how much oil you need. V'chein, but he has a mevi hukodim suda. You bring that beforehand. The ain't tzarech lamad min ha-shulchan lahavi. You don't need more. Avo yayin, but wine. Ain't kevel ashtia. There's no limit. You never have it, right? Pa'amim, shtia suda zu merubim mishal esmol. Right? Today we're having more. The company today are much bigger drinkers. Right? V'ain ha-shamash bokim tzarech. How's the shamash supposed to know? Right, wine, you never have enough. So for wine, it's an issue. Oil, listen, okay, how much salad dressing somebody need already? So oil, they knew in advance. But wine, they could never know. So for wine, there was a much bigger issue. That's why the wine is different than the oil. Tani Reb Chiya, Asu Otros Shecher B'Bavel Ka'otros Yayin Be'eretz Yisrael. They would treat the beer sellers in Bavel just like they would treat the wine sellers in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning in Bavel, beer was drunk as much as wine was. It was such a prevalent, they point out, we're not talking about beer made out of barley, which is chametz. We're not talking about that. We're talking about date beer. So that's okay to drink. So date beer was something that they would drink, that they would eat, that they would drink with such regularity the way they drink wine in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the beer seller has the same din as the wine seller. Bimistapek, when you support yourself with it. When you supply yourself. Amar Rav Chista, Bei Dogim Ein Tzarech Patika. The fish seller, the fish house, you know, wherever you store the fish, that Ein Tzarech Patika. Why not? Because nobody would bring chametz during the fish. Nobody would bring chametz into the fish seller. But I have a tiny tzricha patika. But another braisa says that the fish seller does need patika. So the Gemara says again, Lo kash, habarav ravi habazutre. If we're talking about the big fish, the main dish that you're serving for fish, that place, that area did not need a bedika, because you would set that beforehand. Everybody would get it. One portion of fish, you'd never run out. But the appetizers, the small fish, the herring, that you could run out. Because you never know what people are going to eat for the appetizers. So that, you might need more. You'll tell the attendant, you'll tell the shamans, go bring some more fish. And he'll go in there, and it could be a place, shemach nisim b'chametz. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Be Milchi U Be Kiri, the salt, the place we keep the salt, or the place we keep the candles, the wax candles, all that could run out during a meal, so therefore you might go back there, Tzarech Patika, that needs a Patika. Amar Rav Papa, Be Tzivi U Be Tamri, the wood seller, and Be Tamri is the date seller, that all Tzarech Patika, that needs a Patika. Tana, we learned, En Mechai Ben Oso Lachniso, Yado Lachor Nul Estak and Livdo. You do not have to send your hand, you don't have to take your hand and stick it into the wall, into the hole in the wall, to check for chametz. Why? Bibnei ha-sakana. It's a sakana. Check your hand in there. My sakana. What's a sakana? Inem, bibnei sakana, akrav. If you're going to tell me that this could be scorpions in there, and therefore it's a sakana. You can't stick your hand in there, you're going to get poisoned. So then, ki mishtamish, hechi mishtamish. How'd you ever use that hole? That hole has a place with his scorpions. How'd you ever put anything in there? Right? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha. The case is it was a hole that you never had scorpions in there. It wasn't a problem. Therefore, you use it for storage. Now, did not fall. Now it fell down. And now, Rashi says, once there's a ruin, once there's rubble, then the scorpions come. So now I can't check the rubble because it's a sakana. Had the wall not fallen down, I would have. But now I can't. So Gemara says, wait a minute. E nafal, lamali bedika. If it fell down, what do you need bedika altogether? Vatnan, we're going to say later on in Lamed Aleph, chametz shenafla, olav mapoles. If a whole ruin fell on top of a chametz, right, the whole thing is all submerged now. Harehu kimavur, it's like it's already destroyed. Right. Similar idea. Right. So the chametz is gone. You can't get to it. Exactly. So what do you need? What do you mean? You don't have to do b'dika because it's sakana. You don't have to do b'dika anyway. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam there she'en akel of yachal lechametz achrav. The chametz is so inaccessible. Even the dog can't get to it. And Rashi says we're going to establish that's a share of three tefachim. So even a dog can't get to it. But hacham over here she'akel of yachal lechametz achrav. It's not so submerged three tefachim underneath. You can't get to it. Right? So therefore, you have to cut the answer of Sakana. V'ha'amar bi'alazar shlucha mitzvah eino nizakin. But wait a minute. We know that if someone's going to perform a mitzvah, they don't have any hezek. No one gets damaged from doing mitzvahs. So why is he afraid of the scorpion? We're going to do more about that on Amar Beis. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, you know what the problem is? Shema tovid lo machat. Maybe you also lost your needle. And you're going to also be looking for the needle. True, you're looking for chametz, but you're also doing something that's not a mitzvah. So you're doing something that's not a mitzvah, then maybe you'll get hurt. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But when you do that, it's not a mitzvah? The mitzvah won't save you? For a time, but we learned. Ha'omer, somebody says, Sela zulu tzedakah, I'll give this sela to tzedakah, b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, so my son should have ariches yamim, oh, she'ehye ben olam haba, or I should get olam haba, harei zeh tzadik gamur, you're a tzadik gamur, right? So, even though you're doing a mitzvah with an ulterior motive, you're called a tzadik gamur. So obviously, you're not going to get hezek from that. So over here, why can't you also do the bedikah even though you're looking for something else? Right? That's the question. So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma Basa de Bazuk Asli Ni Basre. No, you're gonna find the chametz already, and now you're still looking for the needle. Now the mitzvah's over. So now you're gonna get yourself into a hezek. Okay?
That's the there's a difference between
those. Yeah, what's the difference?
Because it's where
right.
It's like he's doing something for reward, but like over here, if he's doing both at the same time, it's sort of like simultaneous.
So the Gemara assumed they were the same thing. So when you say I'm doing this mitzvah only because of reward, we say very nice. You're tzadik gamur, and over here we say don't do it. It's a hezek. So the Gemara answers no, because you're going to find the chametz. The mitzvah's over, and now you're going to be doing your own thing. Doing your own thing, you have a hezek. So you're only going to hear this here. Why are you a tzadik gamur? Why are you tied to Gomer for that? So Ben Yoyada says the standard answer, because everything you're asking for here is things that are not Olam Hazeh. What do you want? You want a Rechazion for your son? Well, how does that help you? You want Olam Haba? You're asking for such lofty things. Oh, you're tied to Gomer. Right? That's what Ben Yoyada says. You're not asking, you don't want, I'm only giving money, we're going to get to testing Hashem with Tzedakah. I'm only giving money because I want to be rich. That's the only reason I'm doing it. That's already okay. So maybe you're not such a tzadik gomer, but why are you giving it? Because you want. It's not even you want to be chasyamim for your son. Who's that's a tzadik gomer. You want olam haba, right? I only want to do it because I want olam haba. That's a tzadik gomer. The Hagoyin Hagadol of Abish Varshner Zatzal, one of the talmidim of Rabbi Akiva Eger says. He says unbelievable. He says, why does it say ha'omer sel azul tzaka? If somebody says I'm going to get, let the gomer say hanosing. You give it. What do you mean he said? Well, you're talking about it. So do it. Right? So he says, you know why you're a tzadik gomer? Because you go over to the guy, you go over to the ani, and you tell him, you know why I'm giving this to you? Not because you're an ani. I want olam haba. I want olam haba. I'm only doing it for me. So you've removed any busha that could possibly result from him accepting the money. You didn't make him feel like an ani anymore. He's doing you a favor. You're not doing him the favor, he's doing you the favor. He says, that's a tzadik gomer. Guy lives his life finding out ways that other people that are much lower than him, they're much worse off than him, he's helping them out. Right? He's helping them out. But he's doing it in such a way they don't even realize that they're the recipient of any kind of tzedakah. So that you live your life like that you're tzadik gomer. That's what he says. So there's the Tosfos asks the obvious question. He says, wait a minute, we have a principle that you should not do things to get reward. Right? It says in the Mishnah in Avos, don't serve Hashem al manas l'kabel schar. What do you mean? I'm going to give this on the condition I'm a tzadik gomer? Why are you a tzadik gomer? So Tosfos answers, if you say, Tosfos says as follows, if you would give this tzedakah anyway, would you give this tzedakah anyway if you don't get olam haba? If you don't get the whatever you're asking for? If your son doesn't have such a riches yamim, would you do it anyway? If you would say yes, I would do it anyway, then you're a tzadik gomer. Because you're doing the mitzvahs. Ah, you added on this condition. Okay, so you added on a tefillah. I would love it if b'zechus, to me giving this tzedakah, my son gets to be chas yamim. But if you wouldn't give it anyway, I'm only giving it if I'm not, I wouldn't give it. Right? Then the mission applies. You're not supposed to do things al manas to get reward. But if you would do it anyway, very nice.
Would that apply only over your
chiyuv? What?
Would that apply only over your chiyuv?
What do you mean?
Of tzedakah.
So you say, no, he's not saying it's limited to tzedakah. He's saying if you do a mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah anyway, but you have a tefillah added on, you know what? Wouldn't it be nice if I could also get some? Then you're tzedakah.
I'm saying, but would it make a difference whether the mitzvah was a chiyuv on the gavra at that point or not?
Right. Right.
I'm gonna daven today because I don't have to daven today.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Okay, I don't know. Now the Rabbeinu Peretz answers. You know what? That mission of it's not a din. It's not a chiyuv. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs. You could. It's not as good advice because it shows a lack of betachon. But you could. So if you don't, then you're not a chassid. Okay, tzad gomer. We'll call you a tzad gomer. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. Okay, we'll call you a tzad gomer. Are you this high level Eved Hashem? No, you're not. But a tzad gomer, at least that much you are. You're still doing everything you're supposed to do. So you're not following the advice of Pirkei Avos. Okay, so you're not from the Yechidei Segula of the world. But a tzad gomer, why not? Third answer. It's a possible answer. We're not gonna know if it answers. Maybe tzedakah is different. Maybe tzedakah is different. Why? Because the Torah says in Siman Reish Mem Zayin. He says that b'chal davar, in everything in the world, asr l'naso says Hashem. You're not allowed to test Hashem. Chutz midavar zeh, except for this, except for tzedakah. Tekziv, because it says u'b'chanani no bezos, right? Favor me with this. V'od, and also ki yudochet gzeres hakashos. Fine. So the Torah says you're allowed to test Hashem when it comes to tzedakah. You're allowed to say I'm only giving tzedakah. I want olam haba. I want my son to have ruchas that you're allowed to do. So maybe tzedakah is different. The Torah says every other mitzvah you're not allowed to do that, but by tzedakah you are allowed to do that. However, the Mechaber doesn't mention that halacha, and the Ramah says as follows in that same siman Reish Mem Zayin. He says v'hine ma'isris asr l'nasos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to. Even ma'isris you're not allowed to. Ki im bedover zeh shenemar b'chananis na bezos. Then he says, some say dafka binasinas meiser mutter lanasas akadosh baruch hu. Only by meiser, which they explain that you give to the Levi, that you can test Hashem, which is based on the Gemara in Tainus about testing. That you could do, but avalo b'shar tzedakah, not regular tzedakah, you can't test Hashem. Only the meiser that you gave to the Levi, the tvua, and the Pesach Tshuva says that straight out. He says. Ayin b'sheilas yayvitz the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin chelak alas and gimel shehisig al harama. He argues on the mara the midbara of mashma the ma'aser k'safim the noga alma. The yayvitz says no, you can by ma'aser k'safim, you can test Hashem ho'idna koi ube'emes ze'eno. Pesach Tshuva is not true. Shelo nemar ze'al ma'aser k'safim. That wasn't said about ma'aser k'safim that you can test Hashem. Delo shari l'nesuye bay. You're not permitted to test Hashem with ma'aser. The Eino Elot Tzedakah, because after all you're doing is giving tzedakah. And then he says that the Shlo said the same thing, the Dafka Meister Tvua, who the Sharlan Asos. You only let to test Hashem when it comes to Tvua. That's when you can test Hashem. Avaloba Meister Tzafim, not Meister Tzafim. So it's a machlokas. Right? Some say yes, some say no. By Tvua, everybody agrees. Meister Tzafim, so the Yavit said yes. Right? The Shlo here in the Pitzchay in the Ramah, maybe not. So we always thought that we could, right? They always tell you by the tuition meeting, you give tzedakah because it's going to all come back to you, and every penny that you give, you get it back. They always say that. So the Minhag Yisrael Torah, he says, the ones that hold that you can't test Hashem, he explains it as follows. He says, you know why? Because in order for the test to work, listen to the conditions you have to have. First of all, it has to be, he says, "Nhanasayin in a pashat." Why? The tzarich lahavkin atzmo shenasayin ba'ayin yafa kidei lahasbia. First of all, you have to give it with an ayin yafa. You can't give it begrudgingly. You have to give ayin yafa. Second of all, ani hagun. You have to give it to someone who really needs it, which that you never know. Third of all, mamon she'ein behen shemetz chashash iser. The money that you're giving can't have the slightest connection to ribbis or gezel or any improper, it was acquired improperly, otherwise the test's not going to work. Then he says, v'lo yehei roi l'onesh chas v'shalom. Maybe you're roi for an onesh for some other reason, which is a whole world in itself. Like, how do all these conflicting, right? The Gemara says, if you do the following four things, you're going to become poor. So maybe you did those things. So I gave tzedakah on a test, but you have those things that are counterbalancing. Who knows? Then, so he says, there's so many factors that will work against the nisayon. So he says, not pashut. Then he says, but I tell you one thing, the segula, that certainly is there. And he has a whole paragraph about the segula for ashiras for giving tzedakah. That's certainly true. The test, that already he says not pashut. The test is not pashut, but the segula, that's certainly there. He says if you that someone who gives tzedakah, the grandchildren will be able to benefit from it because it's a segula. But to say I'm testing you, Hashem, that's a little hard to do because, first of all, it's a machlokes if you can do it, and even if you can do it, but there's so many other things that are going on where the test might not be effective. But the segula, that he said is certainly there, so we can all rest assured the segula has been promised to us. The test is already a little bit of a tricky thing. So that answers so that's the question. Maybe tzedakah is different. But if you don't want to, if that answer is difficult to say, then at least you have the other answer about what Tosfos said is that you do it anyway. Okay. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer Mishum Sakonas Hanachrim. It's a Sakonas of Goyim. It's a Sakon of Goyim. Uplima Hitatanya. Chorshav in Yehudi La'aramoy. If you have a hole between you and the Goy, Bodik Ad Makom Shiyadu Magas. Only check as far as your hand can reach. V'hashar Mavatlo. Don't believe. The rest of it, check believe. Plima, oh my Plima says no. Kol atzmo ain't obadik at all. Mibnei sakana. Don't check it at all. Why? My sakana. Inei my sakana. Shafim. If you're going to say that the guy is going to, what are you doing in my hole with a candle? The guy is going to think you're involved in witchcraft. Ki yishtamish, hechi yishtamish. Then had you ever used the hole? Had the guy ever let you? Had the guy ever not say, stop with your witchcraft in my house? The hole is in the wall of both houses. What are you doing, Jew? Then had you ever? So the Gemara says, no, Hassam, Kishtam is Yimama Venara. In the broad daylight, below Masak Adaiti. The guy didn't care. Fine, he's using the hall to store stuff. That doesn't bother me, the guy says. But Hassam, but over here, Laila, it's at night. Right, it's always a creepy time. And Vishragahu, he's got a candle there in that hole. What's he doing? So the guy's going to get very upset. But Masak Adaiti, he's going to get very bothered by that. It could lead to Hezek. The guy could kill him. Right? Tell the friends in the bar, look what the Jews are doing. Right? It'll cause a mob. So don't do it, Plimo says. Don't do it. That's the sakana. So, but you can't get harmed. So Gemara says, if it's a well-known hezek, if it's a probable hezek, right? Goyim those days, they were very, very uninterested in being nice. So it was a very probable hezek. Then we don't say the rule. So wait a minute. So how come the Tanakhama let you? Tanakhama said you could do it. Right? Plimo said don't do it as a sakana. What about the Tanakhama? So we're going to get to that answer in a minute. Shenemar, because it says Vayomer Shmuel Eich Eilech V'Shama Shol V'Hargeni. What Shmuel said, Hashem told him go anoint David, right? So Shmuel said they're going to kill me. Shmuel's going to kill me, right? I Shloch Mitzayin on the Zokin. The answer is because it was a very probable thing. So it's a probable thing. We don't say that rule. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, "Egal zbokah tikach b'idekah." So take animals. He'll think you're doing something else, right? So now, boy me'rav, hani b'nei be'rav, the yeshiva students, didiroi ba'abaga. They live out in the boondocks. So mahu l'maisi kadma v'chashuchah le'be'rav. What about coming early to the yeshiva? It's dangerous. It's not dawn yet. They're coming early in the night. It's early in the morning before it gets light. So Amalahu Nisu alive al tzavrei. Let them come; it'll be on my neck. Don't worry about it. Meaning nothing's going to happen to them. Nasal. What about going back? But can they go back to home? Now they're not learning anymore. They're not doing any mitzvah. So Amalahu lo yadana. I don't know. I don't say about that. So this sefer over here that I have at home, it's called Divrei Shalom. It was written by someone in Karen Biafna when I was there. It's written by Shmuel Yitzchak Gad Hakohen Yudyakin. So he says, what's going on here? He says, the machloka says, it's a Gevara Kedushin that says, what's better? To do the mitzvah, you're not going to be the hezek, or to come home from the mitzvah? To do the mitzvah is because you're on your way to do a mitzvah. And what about coming home? Because now I have the shmira of the mitzvah protecting me. So that's a machlokas over there. So the machlokas over here is the same machlokas over here. that the Tanakhama held. What's the better thing is to do it right now, right? When do we say Shulchan Mitzvah and Rizakin? When you're doing the mitzvah. So go check, you stick your hand into the wall as far as you can. You're not going to get harmed. Plimo held no. The Iker time when you're not going to have Hezek is on the way back. So I can't stick my hand in. It's a sakana for me. We only say Shulchan Mitzvah and Rizakin on the return because I have the shmir of the mitzvah protecting me. So I can't do it. It's a sakana for me to do it. Right? So the same thing over here. Rav held that only going to do the mitzvah is good. Going back? I don't know. Now we're going to see how this connects also. Itmar Amir Bilazar, Shluch Mitzvah Einu Nizakin, Lo B'Halichasim V'Lo B'Chazirasim. It's not going to affect you both times. Right? Both. Kiman, like who? What do you mean Kiman? What do you mean like who? Who argues on that? So there is a machlokas. Some say only one way, some say only the other way. Kiman, Kir the Tani, Isi Ben Yehuda, Omer, Isi Ben Yehuda said, Klape She'amr Torah, the Torah said, Lo Yachmod Ishitz Artzacha. No one's going to, when you go do Ola Regal and you're home, and you're not home, no one's going to touch your land. Don't worry. Even the cows, right? The ain chaya mazikisa. The animals aren't going to get harmed. Tana galetzcha menakeres ba'ashba. The chickens are going to go poking through the garbage. The ain chulda mazikasa. They're not going to get any harm from the chuldas. They're going to be told everything's going to be fine. You're going to be away. Why? Shloch mitzvah ain rizakin. Animals are always getting into fights. They're always getting hurt. They're not going to get harmed. So bnei adam she'ein darken lazuk. Bnei adam people, they don't normally get injured. Rashi says they have mazel. Right? They have mazel protecting them, so they don't get injured every day. So, you know. So Allah has kama v'kama. Certainly, they're not going to be harmed. Now, ainli ala b'halicha. I only know that about going. B'chazar minay. What about coming back? Talmud Lamar, Uparisa Baboke Valachta La Ohalecha. The Torah says, you're gonna come back and you're gonna go back to your tent. It's gonna like as if you never left. Nothing's gonna happen to you, no harm's gonna come to you. Malamed, Shatelach Vatimta Olecha Bashalom, you're gonna go back home in peace just like you left. Nothing's gonna happen to you. Vachimiachar da pilu bechazara bahalicha lamali. So if you're not gonna get harmed returning, so you're certainly not gonna get harmed going. So why do we need the pasuk for going? So Gemara says, you're right. We need that pasuk for something else. Lamali kedur of Ami. Amar of Ami, kol makom, shiyei, kol adam, sheyesh lo karka, ol regel. Sheyesh lo karka, ain ol regel. If you have karka, you go do ol regel, and if not, not. So that's why that pasuk said, lo yachmod ish, it's artzacha. Only your land. Only if you have land, then you have to go be ol regel. But if not, not. Why? So Marsha says, because, I'm not exactly sure, I understand this. He says it has to do with the fact that the whole purpose of Ola Regel is to be Nene from the earth of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how that fits with Korbanos, but it fits with the other, with the Meiser and the Truma. So if you have all that, then you go be Ola Regel. If not, not, you're Potter. So Ramosha has a Tshuva, unbelievable, Ramosha Feinstein has a Tshuva. Someone asked him about being Ola Regel, what about Kahanim and Leviim? So he paskin it's the last tshuva of Arachai Beis. He says that the Ari Miklot and the Ori Migrash, all those fields that was considered their land. So they're not part of the Levium and the Kahanim. So the question on this Gemara is that the Rambam doesn't mention the din of if someone doesn't have any karka, they are potter. Doesn't mention it. So no one seems to argue. So the answer is no. It's a big machlokas here. If you hold that there is no, that the only protection you have is returning, and there is no shmira going, then I need the pasuk. So the Rambam holds that maybe the only ikar shmira that you have is when you finish a mitzvah. You're on the return. What about going? I need this pasuk. So this pasuk is not available to exclude people who don't have karka. The whole machlokas is connected to the issue of shloch mitzvah enu nizakin. That affects the issue of karka being all regular or not. So the whole page is one huge machlokas, according to this approach. And that's why the Rambam leaves it out. Because he doesn't hold from it. Because he needs the pasuk to tell me, shloch mitzvah and nizakin. It's not available to teach you the halacha of karka. Now, if you learn to vagadata, amar of oven, bar rav ada, amar of yitzchak, but ma ein peros genisa b'rishalayim, how come Hashem created the world in such a way that the unbelievable fruits of Genisar, which is in the tribe, in the Shevet of Naphtali, up in the north, how come they're not in Yerushalayim? Right? What's the kasha? Because Yerushalayim is the best of everything, so why not? So the Gemara says, "Kadesh lo yeh olim regal moment." So the people that are being olim regal shouldn't say, "Il mother lo alinu elo lechal parents gidus of Yerushalayim dayenu." Just to go to the parents, that'll be enough. I'd go for that, right? Nimtzei comes out, "Aliyah shalol shema." You're not going for the right reasons. You're going for the food, right? Kiyote bo omer of the story of Rabbi Yana. They ma in chamit tiveri of Yerushalayim. Why are there no chamit tiveri of Yerushalayim? So why should there be? Because tiveri is one of the entrances of Gehenna. That's why the water there is so hot. So is Yerushalayim. So why not? Right? So kadesh lehi oli regal omer. Ramali lo alinu el lerachatz viri chamit tiveri of Dayenu. If I would just go, if I could just go for that unbelievable bath, the hot springs, I'd go for that. Right? Beis Hamikdash, okay, I'd go for that too. Why am I really going? I'm going for the massage. So Nimtzei comes out, Aliyah Shol Shema, you're going for the Shol Shema. That's why I was trying to find like what's the deeper meaning behind these Gemaras. It is the Musar Haskil about ulterior motives and things like that, but more than that, connecting to these two specific things, I didn't find anything. Now, the Mishnah said, Ubamet Rubeis Shuros. The Mishnah said that when you're checking the Martaith, the wine cellar, you have to check two roads. It was a Machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel. So Martaith, Mandakar Shmeis. So who said anything about a Martaith? The Mishnah starts off that Ola Ba'asa Bokin Sachamets, right? Then it said, if it's a place that you don't bring in Chamets, you don't need a Bedika. Uba Me'om Omru Beishuot Martaith. And that which we said, what do you mean that which we said? Where did we say it? What's this doing here? The Gemara wants to know. So the Gemara says, Hachik Omar, Kol Makom She'im Achnisim Bo Chamets, Ein Tarek Bedika. Any place that you don't need Chamets, you don't need a Bedika. Votos Yayin, Votos Shemen Nami, Ein Tarek Bedika. As we said on Amud Aleph, generally the wine and the oil cellar doesn't need bedika. Ubameh amru shtei shuot martev. What about the martev? Oh, that's makom shorachlis and mochametz. That's a place we are bringing chametz. Ubemestapek. And as we said, and you supply yourself. So it could be very common. You're going to go in there on Pesach during a meal, and you send in the waiter, and he's going to leave his food there. So it could be makom shorachlis and mochametz. Now beishame omer shtei shuros. They each said two rows, but they had a machlokas. What's the machlokas? It's a machlokas, what the machlokas is. So Amr of Yehuda, Yehuda said, Shtei shuros, sha'amru, the two rows is, min ha'aretz v'yad shmei korah. From the ground to the ceiling, let's say there's four barrels. So it's one, the bottom row of barrels, the top row, the top, all the way, and the row behind it also. Right, it's two rows. The whole thing. There's a picture of it in the art scroll. For Biyochanan Amar, Biyochanan says no. Shur achas kmin gam. It's one row, but it looks like the letter gamma, which is an end of chaf, the final chaf. So you have one row, and then the top row. That's what you have to check according to Beis Shammai, according to this version of Beis Shammai. Tani kavaseid Rabbi Yehuda, Tani kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Tani kavaseid Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says shtei shuros al panei kol hamartef. You have to have two rows on the whole thing. Shtei shuros sha'amru. What does that mean? Min ha'aretz v'ad shmei korah, from the floor to the ceiling. It's amazing that there's two brises in an opinion which you don't paskin like. The tani kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan shtei shuros al panei kol hamartef. What does that mean? Hachitzona roe es ha'pesach. The outer row sees the entrance, meaning the front entire front row. Ve'elyona roe es ha'korah, and the top row sees the ceiling, sees the beams. Again, like a gamma, like a final chaf. Shalufnim haymenu. That anything but behind that, or shalmata haimenu, or anything below that, anything below the gamma, ein tzarech bedika. That part you don't have to check. And it's hil or mishtei shuros achitzonos chein el yonos, the two outer upper ones. What does that mean? Amar Yehuda, el yona, the upper row, the single row. This shalmata haimenu, and the one right below that. Ushmuel Omer, Shmuel says no, el yona, the upper one, for shalofnim haimenu, and the one behind it. Either it's the one, everyone agrees it's the top row. The question is it also the one behind or the one below? There's a picture in the article, you see. My time of the Rav, why did Rav say that? Because daik achitzonos. He was much more medaik in the chitzonos. Why? Because it's first. That's what I saw. I think the Marsha says that it's first. So he'd rather be daik that. For all Yonos Kitani, but it also says all Yonos. So Rav says, yeah, lemute tatoi de tatoi. Right, it excludes the ones right, you know, below that. And Shmuel says, El Yona v'shalofnim haymena, the upper one and the one behind it. My time of why? Because Dayak El Yonos. He's medayak in the word upper. Ay, v'achitzona ketoni. But it says, chitzona, the outer ones. So he says, yeah, lemute guvisoi de guvisoi. It excludes the ones that are behind even that. The ones all the way deep into the, that's what it excludes. And Rav Chiya Tarni Kavasei de Rav, Rav Chiya Paskin like Rav, V'chulu Tarnoi Tarni Kavasei de Shmuel, but everybody else, Paskin like Shmuel, V'elchus HaKavasei de Shmuel, and Allah is like Shmuel, and on the side it says, Mikol HaPoskin, Mishonah Barachuanam, Pasku Karav. Everybody Paskin like Rav. Even though the Gemara says, V'elchus HaKavasei de Shmuel. Not everyone Paskin is like Rav. Mukach Delohaya Begirsa Sam. It's obvious this wasn't part of the Girsa, because it's not true. Everybody ends up passing like Rav. That line was not in the Girsa. Okay, today's shiur was Lord Leila Nishmas, Moshe Aaron Ben Yisrael.